This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, I was recently at the Odyssey Picture House in St Albans and I got chatting to their front of house manager, Bethany Nicholson. And she surprised me by talking about the steps that they were making at the Odyssey to make their whole business more sustainable. Now, not only was I interested to hear how a lot of effort was being put into making my evening out greener, but it was also interesting to hear about the complexity of reducing the environmental impact of a local business. Now, I'm delighted to say that Bethany was able to join me again from her desk in the buzzing Odyssey foyer so that she could share their journey with you as well. And she starts by explaining where it all began.
It actually started last year. So we've been practicing things for quite a few years now. But last year in particular, there was a big conversation within the cinema industry about greening the big cinema experience. We found that our carbon footprint was 80% of that actually came from footfall. And then we kind of also wanted to explore whether making a greener experience for people would affect their decision as to where they would go for their cinema. So whether a cinema's efforts would make them want to lean towards going to a specific location, particularly with, as we label them, the Gen Z. We ran a survey and 12% said, yes, it makes a huge impact on where they want to go. You know, we want to know that cinemas are making a conscious effort. Whereas 56% actually said it's not something they necessarily consider, but if the cinema was promoting their efforts, that actually it may encourage them on choosing that particular cinema over others. So we thought, why don't we look at what we're doing and are we advertising anything that we do or is it a big secret? Because really, we should be proud of something like that. I think it's really important to be telling people what we're doing, and especially if we've already been doing it, how known is that? And if it isn't known, why is that the case? And would people, may not steer towards us, but I think would be encouraging of what we're doing and think that we're doing something good and that it would encourage them to come and visit us more often.
Yeah, well, that sounds great that you actually went out and did your survey and asked your patrons so that, well, now you know what they think, and also that they started understanding a little bit more about what you're doing as well. So you've looked at your carbon footprint, and what's the biggest impact of what cinemas do?
80% for all cinemas' carbon footprint is the footfall. So it's people coming to you. Now, obviously, that kind of makes it a little bit difficult because 80% is quite a large chunk and you don't want to stop people from coming. So for us, we looked at actually how we could encourage people to be coming to us, but potentially in a more greener way. For us, maybe we are slightly lucky that we don't have a car park. So it kind of encourages people to maybe car share, to, you know, reduce the amount of cars that you're bringing. If you're meeting friends, why not come and collect each other? And where we are in St Albans, there are lots of bus routes. And also we do have places that you can actually lock up your bike directly outside the building. And sometimes we'll even allow them inside the building just so we can keep them safe for people. So it kind of became a conversation about how can we encourage a greener solution to travelling to us. I think a lot of people don't realise how many bus routes go either directly past us or stop just down the road or even into town, and town only being a really short walk, or even the station. And it's encouraging that kind of far and wide, but being able to get to us, maybe perhaps not just using every car possible.
Yes. And you've got your bars there, so actually there's benefits for us of not coming in the car too, aren't there? So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's good to know. But interesting actually that what we do and our choices about getting to you are the biggest part of your carbon footprint. That definitely is something for us to think about. So obviously you do lots of things, not just showing films, there's all the bits and pieces as well. And I've seen your advert for your ice cream at the Odyssey Cinema. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's one of the more sustainable choices that you've made.
So obviously we have all of our bar supplies and we offer a kind of wide range of food and drink. And for us, actually choosing our supplies is a really big aspect. You know, we want to look at where we can get things as locally sourced as possible, but also it's about the practice that goes into those products. Last year we did make a change for ice cream, and for us one that stood out was Marshfield Farm. So they are a family farm in Chippenham, and they're a really lovely group of people, but they really focus on regenerative farming. Everything they do happens on the farm. So it literally goes from cow all the way through to ice cream. And it's incredible what they do. You know, they grow their own crops to feed into the cows, put in solar panels so that they power their entire farm from these solar panels, and actually some of the neighboring villages as well. All of their products, they look at sustainability. You know, they look at particularly things like chocolate and coffee beans that go into their ice cream. Actually putting that into their product was taking up a lot of their carbon footprint. So they looked at where they were sourcing from, how they could reduce it, because obviously if you grind into powder, you then have to look at incorporating powder into the ice cream. So now they don't, they have something that they can melt into it, so it takes less of a process, which actually makes that more sustainable. And they look at constantly expanding, you know, what kind of machinery that they're using. They're looking at things like oat-based ice cream at the moment, but obviously it's a different process to just growing oats, and being at, there has to be a specific oat that they can milk. They're looking at doing that so they can do that all on site, so growing those specific oats as well as the ones that are currently feeding to the cows. Their care for their animals is unbelievable. They all sleep on memory foam mattresses. I would highly recommend looking on their website, because they have a huge section on just their sustainability alone and their plans for the future. They're always looking at kind of feedback within our time just being with them in the year. They suddenly changed over their packaging. So it went from things of having plastic lids to all being recycled cardboard.
Yes, indeed. It sounds like really quite an inspiring business. And I do hope that you got to go over to Chippenham just to test that the ice cream was really passed the taste test as well.
Yes, I did. I did manage to get over there and tried quite a few flavours.
Delicious. I'm sure it was all delicious. Well, that's really good to hear. Now, you do sell other snacks as well. And you've thought very hard about the packaging that those go into. Tell us what steps you've made to make those more sustainable.
We have always looked at our snack range, and over the years we've kind of gone away from sort of like the sweet pouches that you would find in your kind of supermarkets. And we've gone into sort of tubbing our own sweets and making sure that we've got a wide selection. So there's vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free and all of that. But our packaging in particular, when we started dividing them up, we're going into little tubs. Now, a lot of people think on first look they're plastic tubs. We actually made the right decision by going down how can we recycle things properly, what fits within our facilities as well, making sure that we have the right bin storage for these kind of things, because obviously if you're going to bin it, it's got to go somewhere, and to make sure that that is going off to the right places. So we looked down at these containers, which are actually made of starch, and they all go into your food waste so they can be compostable, which at the time was great until we suddenly realized that we color code all of them for pricing, so they have a sticker on them and the stickers weren't actually compostable. In a way, we've sort of like, is that a big deal? But actually, yes, it is. If you're going to do something like this, you need to be doing it properly. There is no point trying to do half a job. We decided to do a vast research of how we can improve this, because either all of our coffee cups are also compostable, all of the lids for those are compostable, and then obviously we have cardboard sleeves which go in the recycling. So we were like, everything else is covered apart from these tubs. The container itself is fine, but to colour code it correctly the way we want to, we have to move away from what we've got at the moment. So we did do a lot of research into it to find compostable stickers, so they're all biodegradable as well. It kind of makes it quite nice as well, because when you've got food left in there, it doesn't need emptying, and it all just goes in the same place.
I think what I'm learning is that actually all of this is a lot more complicated than it looks. You know, with the ice cream, as you say, thinking about the chocolate, where does it come from? How is it processed? What's its carbon footprint? And then things as detailed as the labels. There's a lot to think about, isn't there? But by thinking about these things, you're actually encouraging other sustainable businesses as well, which is presumably all part of the journey.
Absolutely.
So obviously the main thing that you do at the Odyssey is showing films, and they're a powerful communication tool, aren't they? So tell us how you're helping to get the environmental message out there using your films.
As you say, we show films, that is what we do. We opened up the conversation at this conference last year and it really got us thinking, but it's because we were all in one room having that conversation. There was resources being put on screen, we had speakers, and we were all there to learn and grow. And I think that's the most important thing with anything about the environment, sustainability and being greener. It's always a learning curve. So for us, the one thing that we obviously can do and use our big screen for is to raise awareness and open these kind of conversations. So we're looking at the moment and have been trying and starting. We had done things sort of pre-COVID, so now we're post-COVID, is bringing back some documentaries, films that have a specific message, and being able to start opening those conversations again. So recently we had 6 inches of Soil, which was a really lovely evening, paired with Sustainable St Albans, right in the lead up to their Sustainable Expo into Green Week. And it enabled a big conversation to be opened up about sustainable farming and regenerative farming. And we had loads of lovely guests, including yourself, on the panel to sort of have a Q&A afterwards. Most times you show a blockbuster here and people sit around a table afterwards with friends having a conversation about that film. So if you can do it with film, why not do it with documentaries about the world that we live in? So to be able to put on these documentaries and pair with different organisations is a wonderful thing, because it just gets the word out there. So we're hoping that now we've started opening that can, we can keep going.
Well, as you say, I was there at 6 inches of Soil and I thought it was a very successful evening. I thought, you know, as you say, the film had loads of information and we all learned a lot. It was actually a really very enjoyable watch. It was a lovely evening out, and then everybody discussing what they'd seen and about what they could do and about what farmers were doing afterwards, really did feel like, as you say, you were using your resources really well in order to further spread the environmental message. Now, another thing that you're doing to further spread your environmental message is teaming up with other businesses. And I spotted that you've been doing something with Burston Tyler Garden Centre. Can you tell us what you did with them?
It was July last year, actually, and we're hoping to sort of revisit again at some point soon. So we actually showed The Bee Movie, which is a lovely animated film for primarily for children. I actually am a very big fan of this film. I think it's quite a good one. But we actually teamed up with them, and they were really lovely by giving us some seeds for us to hand out to patrons, anyone that brought a ticket and came along on the day, to encourage growing bee-friendly flowers.
If you've just been to see a film about bees, then that's the impetus that you need, isn't it? To just start thinking, oh yes, bees, I could
absolutely
do something to help them.
And then, yeah, you know, it's a child's film. It's a family-friendly film. And to encourage anybody of a young age, particularly in an environmental conversation, although they understand to some extent, you know, you've got to find ways of engaging them. And actually, this is a really good way of starting with those early years, you know, encouraging children to do things. You know, they start asking questions, they will start taking it seriously as they grow older. But, you know, it's just finding those fun ways to engage in that kind of conversation. And yeah, we're really lucky in the sense that actually you've got kind of documentaries for more sort of the adult. And then you've got films like that that actually do exist and do open up those conversations for the younger generation.
So thinking about the future, have you got any changes that we can look forward to at the Odyssey?
Well, we have recently, although we don't like to talk toilet out loud, we have recently made a change to sugarcane and bamboo toilet paper and hand towels, which are better for the environment. The sugarcane is a class C4 plant, so obviously it absorbs more carbon dioxide and produces 35% more oxygen than trees do. So we use a company now that supplies with that, and they're constantly planting and then being able to take those products and change them into toilet paper, which, again, toilet talk is not the nicest of things, but actually is one impact that we have started making by changing those products over. And then the next thing is start to look at our electricity use. Obviously, our biggest tool upstairs is our projectors, and we'd like to look at ways that we can maybe make those more sustainable, looking at maybe transferring over to a laser projector at some point in the near future, and also stabilizing our electricity waves and making sure that, you know, we're using our electricity in the best way possible and not over excessively using it if we don't need to. We're already currently looking at what we can shut down between films. You know, do we need all of the tills on? Can we shut down the coffee machines? I know they take time to reheat, but actually would that be better, because the power supply that's going through them and churning out heat for hot water that nobody's using is just sitting there is a waste. Yeah, and also just looking at any other little things we can do. Obviously we already do glass bottles, so making sure that our glass recycling is going to those right places. Do we need to look at switching over to some canned products? Is can better than glass? And it's just keeping those things in mind, and again looking at our suppliers, looking at how we can cut down on maybe our orders so that our suppliers aren't traveling the distance every week or making more journeys than need to be, so they're less on the road. It's all of those little things, and, you know, kind of, we have our paper programs. Can we reduce the amount of print that we get, or is there a way that we can look at a scheme that recycles our programs better when we have them in-house. And it's all of those little details that we're finding, you know, there is always room for improvement, no matter how big or small you think they are.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like you've already done a lot, but it is a journey, isn't it? It's a journey for all of us, and it's great to see that you've already made some big steps along that journey and have more planned for the future. Bethany, it's been really interesting hearing about it, about the complexities of the journey that you're on and the decisions that you're having to make. And we look forward to hearing about some of the things that you do further down the line. Thank you so much for telling us about all of that today. So, true to Bethany's word, the Odyssey are showing the film Wilding on Monday the 5th of August. Now, it's a film about how Isabella Tree embarked on the rewilding of the 400-year-old Knepp estate in Kent and how it became possibly one of the most important rewilding projects in Europe. Visit the Odyssey website to book your ticket. It does promise to be a fascinating and uplifting evening, and I'm really looking forward to it. And if you do like films, then sign up for the Mix 92.6 Podyssey podcast. It's got loads of news and reviews on all the things coming up at the Odyssey. It's always good to hear from you, perhaps about your environmental film recommendation. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Heads up for you to tune in on Wednesday evening here on Mix 92.6, 8 o'clock, to hear St. Albans Environment Question Time. Candidates from the forthcoming election from the St. Albans constituency from all the major political parties will be answering questions on the environment and sustainability from a live audience, and it will be super interesting to hear what they have to say. Very much looking forward to that as well. I'm going to be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.